Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Favor Life, the process of there with Pastor Cheryl Faxon on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for joining me today as we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. As we empower you in this 15 minutes in your walk of faith, you're going to be encouraged to know that God is with you, God is for you, and that the battle's already won through God, through his power and authority, through his word and his truth. And you will also understand and know that as you go through your process of there, it is the place of your making, the place where God is preparing you for your tomorrow, getting you ready for what he's going to do in you, how he's going to use you, building your character, building your obedience, building your faith, and allowing you to trust him more and more. This process, this walk of faith, is that Abraham walk where you see, you're able to see what God has for you and hold on to it by faith. And allow that process to happen. And the word of God lets us understand and know that if we have the faith of Abraham in the New Testament, that not only do we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, but we also receive every promise of Abraham, that we understand that God gives us favor with himself and with those in the earth. He allows his favor to cause the greatness of his power to be seen, cause his favor to come in and make happen for us what would normally not happen, because he's favored us. And he's caused us to thrive, and he's caused us to expand, and he calls his name to be great through us in the earth, so someone else's life can be touched, so we can see the demonstration of God's faithful word and life and truth in action in our life. But when God calls a family, an individual, or nation for his glory, he gets the glory out of them. So thank God we have been called for the purpose and the plan of God. In this time frame, I want to remind you of who you are in Christ Jesus. It doesn't matter what it looks like, even though there are things going on around us and everything is uncertain around us. One thing we can be certain of is our identity in Christ Jesus and the word that we have received, the life, the truth that we have received in God, and every promise that we have through salvation, that is an eternal promise, an eternal victory, an eternal command, and that will never pass away. It will never pass away. It is ours. God has given it to us, and he will not go back on that. It is done. It is completed. When Jesus defeated the adversary, when he went and descended into hell and defeated openly hell, Satan, and everything that he could ever use as a weapon of holding, of death against humanity, Jesus defeated it, took back the keys, took back those who were vanquished, defeated folks, gave them power, gave them authority, gave them his truth, gave them his anointing, gave them his spirit, gave them his authority, his word, and everything that he was. He made a divine exchange with us in every single place in our life, becoming what we were, becoming everything that humanity would ever be. And in doing so, in that sin place, in that shame place, in that guilt place, he went down with these things on him, making the exchange that when he got up, everything that was in the form of death, everything that was in the form of destruction, everything that was in the form of damnation for us, that separated us from God, that the enemy used as a stronghold, that the enemy used as a place of holding, as a death grip over our life. He broke it. He defeated it. He vanquished it. He overthrew it. He made sure that it no longer had the power to act, to move, to thrive, to succeed, to have victory over any believer who receives Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That's why when he looked at it, he looked at it saying, now, where is your victory? Where's your sting now? I've defeated you. I got up and rose with all power. And the word of God lets us know in Galatians that God gave Jesus, the resurrecting life, and that same resurrecting life lives inside of us by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we now triumph in God for the very fact that when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, every death grip, everything that the enemy could ever use in our life to keep us in a holding pattern, to keep us in a place where we cannot move forward, that we are not able to win victory, that we are not able to gain the victory, was broken and destroyed by the authority of Jesus Christ. Every place, every form where death had ever come in, Jesus took it and defeated it. He was able to get up from it with the resurrecting life, and that same life is what lives in us. Therefore, we're able to say with confidence, I am more than a conqueror, because we are doing this not in ourselves, but in Jesus Christ. This is our identity in him, because the Bible tells us we were crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live, this place that I now live, my identity of where I live is by and through faith, through the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So because of what Jesus Christ has done, how we live now and what we do now is not in the same way of the life that we used to live, but it is through grace. It is by faith. And as we do so, we see the great release of God in our life like never before, moving and accomplishing God's divine will. I like this, what it says in Galatians 2:20. It says, and I'm reading this out of the New Passion Translation, and I want to read it when it says this. It says, but going to the 19th verse and going to the 20th verse, but because the Messiah lives in me, I now die to the laws, to the laws dominion over me, so that I can live for God. My old identity has been co-crucified with Christ and no longer lives. For the nails of his cross crucified me with him. And now the essence of this new life is no longer mine. For the anointed one lives his life through me, through us. We live in union with one. My new life is empowered by the faith of the Son of God, who loves me so much that he gave himself for me. This is great. This is awesome. This is wonderful. This is so great. And displayed his life into mine. He took his life. He dispensed his life. He gave his life into me, into you. So that's why I don't view God's grace as something minor. He says, I don't look at it that way. I don't look at it as something peripheral. I don't look at it that way. For if keeping the law could release God's righteousness for us, the anointed one would have not died for nothing. But thanks be unto God that he did, because now we live a life that says everything that was tried to hold us hostage, everything that would try to keep us in a place where God can't be glorified, in a place where God cannot be exalted, in a place where we are separated from him, has now been defeated, and we have life and life more abundantly. That's why we pray the prayers of faith, because when we pray with the life and the authority and the power of God being released from our mouth to cause us now to triumph in ways that we never could, that causes the enemy that came after us to now be scattered. Where he came in one way, he's going to flee seven ways. That means everything that's connected to that stronghold, everything that's associated with that stronghold, that's tied to that stronghold, is now going to be defeated, and everything with it is going to be scattered. Because the God, the hope of glory, the great I am, the anointed one who lives inside of us, now has the authority, the right to now declare his victory in every place where we pray, his will, saying, God, let this be done. Nevertheless, I live, we live, in spite of the weapon of the enemy, in spite of the attack of the enemy, in spite of what he does, we live. And the resurrecting life that we live in speaks profoundly to every situation and commands the life of God to now be orchestrated, that God allows his word, his eternal word, to come from around his throne, from around it, from out of his mouth, to now be matched and met in the earth, now that we are bending time. because we have the title deed to what God has said. We have that title deed. We are bending time and making that which does not yet appear, appear. We're making matter, time, space come together. We're making all of these things come together by the spoken eternal word of God into the sphere and the dominion of where we are, that he says we are to manage in his stead, and he backs us. We now pray the prayers of faith, and we speak God's word, speak God's life through Jesus Christ, through his power, through his anointing in the earth, and we command things to come together that were not together. We make time, now make, create, set, change, shift to what we have declared and decreed is the will of God. Regardless of what's going on, you have been made more than a conqueror. That is your identity through Christ Jesus, because you were crucified with him, you got up with him, and he lives in you now greater. So now what you do in his stead, what you do with his leading, is that which causes his name to be great and his glory to come, and the power of him to be released, the authority that defeats the adversary in the heavens and in the earth. Know who you are. Stand on that word. Do not allow anything or anyone to make you believe that God is not for you and God is not working with you and God is not answering and God is not moving. That is a lie. Regardless of what it is, faith sees the title deed of what you have. Faith sees that coming from eternity into time. Faith sees the change in the spirit before it ever happens in the natural, because we believe in God. Be blessed. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Have an absolute wonderful day, and we'll see you the next time. Whatever you need to do. Get over it.